Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Express Ranches invites you to join them for their annual Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 24th, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head of cattle, including 166 Angus bulls, registered Angus pairs, Angus show heifers, registered Angus yearling heifers, registered Angus fall bred heifers, and more. Give them a call, 1-800-664-3977 for details, or go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, their annual Grass Time Sale, April 24th.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
The Oklahoma Senate approved legislation yesterday calling for a statewide vote on whether the right to farm and ranch in Oklahoma shall be forever guaranteed. Happening yesterday afternoon, HJR 1012 approved by the Oklahoma Senate after an hour's worth of debate, 39-6 the final vote. One of those watching, the Vice President for Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, John Collison.
Yeah, well, first off, I want to say thank you to Senator Smalley for his efforts today. And along the way, Senator Smalley's been a great friend to Farm Bureau on the Senate side of this bill. And you saw by the vote, you know, 39 members stood up and said, we protect agriculture. And, you know, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of misconception that's always thrown out there. But you've seen now, 90 House members voted yes. Almost 40 senators voted yes. That's a pretty overwhelming majority, so I feel really good about it. Now, there were some amendments added to it, so it's going to go back to the House. I think we'll see it next week. And again, I don't see any problems. There shouldn't be any problems. Nothing's changed the nature of this bill drastically. And so we're still out there to protect the right of farmers and ranchers into the future.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau lobbyist John Collison, who alluded to Senator Smalley, at Senator Jason Smalley from Stroud, who was the lead in the Senate, the lead House author, Scott Biggs from Chickasha, now must decide whether or not to simply accept those amendments and ask for a House vote on the amended measure or ask for a conference with the Senate and try to work out differences that come up from the two amendments that are a part of this proposal, one coming from the Senate Rules Committee regarding mineral rights, the other a friendly amendment of yesterday. That basically gave a grandfather clause to things going on before December 31st, 2014 for this particular measure. At this point, no indications of what Representative Biggs may do. We do have additional reaction beyond Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association saying that with Senate passage of HJR 1012, Right to Farm, Oklahoma is one step closer to continue our strong agricultural heritage. Safe and wholesome food production is and should be a top priority for the state. OCA is grateful to Senator Smalley for carrying the bill and to the Senate for passing the bill. And Terry Dietrich, American Farmers and Ranchers, also weighing in. He says, AFR happy with the large majority vote in the Senate today. This indicates a futuristic attitude on behalf of our legislature in cooperation with production agriculture and others as we determine to put measures in place that give assurance to consumers we can and will continue to provide a safe, affordable, and abundant food supply. Not everybody happy with Right to Farm. The Democratic Party of Oklahoma actually issued a statement before the vote denouncing the measure, using terminology that's also been used by HSUS in their TV ads, calling this measure a right to harm Oklahoma. You've got farm news on Ron. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, April 24th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 40,000 head to be offered, including 10,500 yearling steers, 5,500 yearling heifers, 8,600 weaned calves, 12,500 calves on cows. For information about the auction, call them 800-422-2117 or go to www.SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.